As you drive over to Love Field, maybe go down Lemon Avenue, maybe you've noticed the construction of the old Braniff headquarters or the Dalford headquarters. It's been going on a long time. And it's a little cryptic exactly what it's going to be, but we've done some research and we know what it's going to be. It's going to be quite impressive. Well, one of the things it's going to be is a big fixed base operation for corporate jets and airplanes, and there's going to be retail and, well, that's about all I know about it, but Greg Arnold knows a lot. He's the chairman of the board, president, CEO of the Arnold Companies, and also TAC Air, which is going to be out there. It's good to have you with us.
Good to be here, David. Thank you.
So that's the proper use of that space, I guess. It's always been sort of aerospace oriented, when you back up to Love Field, I guess it's got to be.
Well, the facilities have been there for quite some time. They were originally built in 1958 and sat dormant for over 20 years.
Yeah.
The facilities were just in deplorable shape. Roofs caving in, coyotes living in the facility.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Right next to Love Field?
Yeah, and honestly, I was surprised it had never been condemned and torn down, but somewhere along the way, someone got it on the historical register. So we started the project with, we had a good lease with the city. Randall Reed went through all the entitlement processes.
He's the
car dealer there. And he did a great job getting a nice lease with the city, long enough term to amortize our investment. But we started the project with it being on the historical register and about $10 million.
So that really handicaps you what you can do.
It does, and restricts what you can do with the facility. And then we also had a pretty good size environmental abatement to go through as well. So, it's going to be a great project.
Is it behind schedule? Because it looks, every time I drive by, I keep expecting to see more progress than there has.
Oh no, we're on schedule. The first phase of the development will be open in July of this year, and we matter of fact, I saw a schedule this week that we should get our first temporary CO sometime in May. So
you've done this. This is not your first rodeo, and you've got, what do you have, a dozen, 13?
We've got we're in 14 other markets with our aviation operations. And we've had our eye on Love Field for a long time. In our view, it's one of the top three markets in the world.
It seems crowded down there. There are other fixed-base operations, but by the same token,
It is a very competitive market. As you read about all the things going on in Dallas-Fort Worth, this is a growing city. Every time we pick up the paper, we read about 200 or 300 people a day moving in here. That creates jobs, that creates corporate headquarters, that creates a lot of development in this market, which a lot of the corporate entities will have their own aircraft. It also creates opportunities for other businesses to travel and move to the city. So,
but as I understand this development, your part of this makes absolutely the most sense. But there's going to be a car dealership, and there's going to be retail and restaurants.
So one of the reasons I think this project sat dormant for so long is that people couldn't get their arms around all the things or the opportunities to do with it.
Yeah.
So the way we got involved is Lincoln Properties brought the Jones family and the Dallas Cowboys, as well as us, into the project.
Oh, really?
Randall Reed assigned the aviation part of the lease to us. So we are in partners with Lincoln Properties and the Jones family.
Lincoln Properties, I think, residential.
Lincoln Properties touches real estate every way imaginable.
Okay.
So the reason the three of us, this partnership has worked so well, is everybody's bringing something to the party, and it has taken a lot of imagination, a lot of creativity to see this through. So we'll have an aviation development where we service from a fuel standpoint. We handle all general aviation forms of traffic. So that's fractional, that's charter, that's corporate entities.
Oh, yeah. It's sort of FlexJet kind of things.
Right. So FlexJet is an anchor tenant in the project. They will take 50% of the first phase of the project to do 100% of their North American maintenance here at Love Field.
But,
so they're creating new jobs. I think they'll bring some.
But how do you layer in a car dealership and retail? And that's really, Has this been done before? This sort of mixed use?
If it has, we're not aware of it.
What? So, you think it's going to work?
Absolutely.
I mean, you're backed up to a runway. You're gonna knock them dead.
But. So the aviation piece of the project starts off the first phase, 120,000 feet. FlexJet is a major tenant in that. As of this week, we are signing our last two tenants. And with those two tenants, we have room for one more aircraft in phase one. So we are sold out for effectively in phase one. Phase two and phase three is another 80,000 feet of hangar space. So all collectively, it'll be with office and hangar, collectively phases one, two, and three will be about 250,000 feet.
But the office are aircraft, aviation related.
Right, aviation related. So that is the... That is from basically where the existing building starts all the way out to the runway.
This sounds like fun. I mean, it sounds like the kind of thing that would keep you awake at night.
Well, you know, it's one of those projects where you start with a clean canvas and you've got, you know, it's been very challenging to find out how to make all the pieces work. But it's been really, really fun because of the imagination that is required. And it, you know, I am absolutely confident that it's going to blow the doors off.
That area around there is so intriguing. I mean, the metamorphosis of Love Field and, you know, the success that nobody really anticipated. I don't think even Southwest Airlines anticipated, you know, with it being opened back up. But then the construction that you see, the hotels and office buildings along Mockingbird, the DART station on the other side. And then the sort of gentrification of the neighborhood surrounding.
Absolutely, the rest of the city's growing to Love Field. It's a complete redevelopment on all four corners. I don't think there's any doubt of the economic generation that's created by an airport, and especially an airport like Love Field.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't hear the noise arguments anymore. I mean, maybe there's still. Of course, I don't live there, but. But not like it used to be. I guess that's the stage three aircraft and.
You know, you have quieter aircraft. The other thing is, I think the airport and the community groups have worked very hard at how they route aircraft away from the neighborhoods. For example, if you take off out of here after 9 o'clock at night, you've got to go north and you've got to go west. You can't turn east.
Well, this is fast. So when do you think you're going to cut the ribbon?
Like I said, the first phase will open in July.
It will open in July.
Yeah.
And that'll be you.
That'll be us.
You are the first phase.
That is correct.
And I can't wait to see retail.
Will follow shortly after that. The car dealership, I'm told, will be open maybe September timeframe, but sometime in the fall.
It is quick.
Yeah.
You going to have any brand of memorabilia around?
Absolutely. We are very proud of the history and all of Braniff. One of the funnest things we're going to do is we're having a model built that will hang in the lobby of the FBO that's some 20-some-odd feet long that is the original Braniff Dallas Cowboys aircraft.
Oh, I remember it well.
Yeah.
So
we're very excited about that. So there will, you know, all throughout the development, there will be a lot of memorabilia and things to commemorate the Braniff history.
That I know I want to. I'm looking forward to see. Greg Arnold, CEO, Chairman, President of the Arnold Companies, and President of TAC Air. And we've got more to talk. We haven't even talked about energy. You need to come back, okay?
Thank you very much, David.
All right, I'm David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.